radio station.
ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Good Sunday morning to you. Happy Sunday fun day. It is a little earlier than you usually hear me because we do have a full day of Bears coverage for you as we do each and every Sunday during the football season when the Bears play, of course, because the Bears are in London playing at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. So as the home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago, we will have your pregame coverage starting at 6 a.m. today, which means that I get bumped up a little bit earlier. You usually hear the Fantasy Football Show from 7 to 8 a.m. every Sunday morning during the football season. But today, as you know, it's 5 a.m. right now, so we're getting things going a little bit earlier than usual. Happy to do it, though. We've got lots of football to cover for you. But, of course, to get you set for the slate on ESPN 1000 today, you will have, as I said, the Bears pregame coverage starting at 6 a.m. Sylvie will have it for you. And then, of course, he'll be along with Jason McKee and Lance Briggs today. J-Mac is joining Sylvie for the pregame show. Dion Miller is out in London. She'll be checking in from time to time. And then you'll have a special guest appearance today from the commissioner, Roger Goodell. He'll be joining Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer live on the field today, right around 7:30. So Roger Goodell gets the coveted fantasy football slot, so he'll have some big shoes to fill this morning. Let's hope he can live up to that for all our fantasy football friends out there. But pretty cool to have the commissioner, Roger Goodell, on the station today. He'll be joining Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, as I mentioned, live from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium as the Bears and Jaguars get set to kick off at 8:30 Central Time for you today. And of course, Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer will be on the call of that game on ESPN 1000. Then they'll be followed up by Peggy Kaczynski and Yurko with the postgame show. And then I will be back right after they're done, 2 hours after they are done, with Pat the Designer for your postgame coverage. So that is your Sunday schedule right here on ESPN 1000. Again, I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show. A little earlier than usual on a Sunday, but you usually hear me at 7 a.m., but you're getting me today at 5 because we're getting you set for the Bears pregame in London. All right, so I should also mention, big day in the city of Chicago, not just for the Bears out in London, but, of course, it's Marathon downtown, so we've probably got a few runners out there who are getting ready to have their big runs today, so good luck to all of them. Always a energized time in the city, so Bank of America Chicago Marathon going down today in the city, so for all the runners who are prepping and listening right now, good luck to you. Hope you have a great race. All right, let's get after it here, JP. All right, so Justin Pottinger, Charlie Bevins back in the shop. Let's get things going, as I mentioned, with the Bears and Jaguars.
They run it with Etienne again toward an O-line touchdown. A 4-yard touchdown run by Travis Etienne of the Jags in the end zone for the first time today.
Dropping.
All right, so Travis
looking. Fires in the left side of the end zone. That ball could be caught for the touchdown. Evan Engram in the left corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Look at me. I got a little anxious there. I hopped the Engram highlight there. So a little good news, bad news for the Jaguars offense. So Travis Etienne is dealing with a shoulder injury, but he is expected to play. But I mention that because obviously Etienne, if you drafted him, you drafted him probably in the second round in all likelihood. Maybe you got him in the third. Nevertheless, either way, it really hasn't worked out for your benefit. And at the end of the game last week, Etienne was on the bench. He did not take part in the last two series. And It's been something I've been talking about already quite a bit this season, but Tank Bigsby somewhat seized the opportunity he had last week, going for 125 yards from scrimmage. And with Etienne dealing with a shoulder injury, a little bit of the old fumbleitis, you have to wonder just how much Etienne is going to be in that feature role. I'd certainly be a little bit concerned and scared about using Etienne today, especially against the Bears defense that tends to limit teams from scoring against them. And that would be a little bit problematic. Whereas Bigsby, I do think he's going to see the majority of the carries in that backfield. They'll probably siphon from each other a little bit, but I definitely feel more comfortable starting Tank Bigsby today as opposed to Travis Etienne. And then Evan Engram, so he's been out since week two when he suffered that hamstring injury pregame. So he's finally set to return, even though he's listed as questionable. Evan Engram expected to be active for the Jaguars today, so that's another weapon the Bears will have to deal with and try and contain if they want to win this game. For fantasy purposes, though, Evan Engram, you know, tight end's been a very difficult position to fill all season long. So Evan Engram returning, I think you can probably go ahead and slot him right back into your lineup, especially in PPR formats. You're feeling good about using Evan Engram.
He's going to gun it long, and Nico Collins is there at the 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll! Touchdown, H-Town! A bomb from Stroud to Collins.
All right, so this is your biggest fantasy football injury that was suffered last week, I will say. Nico Collins, the league's leading wide receiver, and really he's been a blessing for fantasy owners who were able to grab him. Nico Collins suffered that hamstring injury on the touchdown last week, did not return, and of course he was subsequently placed on injured reserve, which means he will miss a minimum of four games for the Texans. Now that's a big blow. I will say I do feel at least somewhat relieved about that, because you know that the Texans aren't going to mess around with Nico Collins. They've got Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell, so they've got some other wide receivers they can lean on in Nico Collins' absence. And I think for fantasy purposes, one of the scarier injuries to deal with aside from the high ankle sprain is always the hamstring, the dreaded hamstring injury. You hate a guy rushing back from that. So the fact that they place Nico Collins on injured reserve, I think, gives you a little more confidence that when he is available to get back for the Texans, you can hopefully be past the point of potential re-injury, and then you can breathe a sigh of a relief that Nico Collins will be back at it when he's out there. But again, injury reserve, so he'll miss a minimum of four games.
CJ with the toss to Mixon, running left, and he's in! Touchdown, Houston! Joe Mixon, 3-yard TD run.
The positive news is that Joe Mixon is going to return for the Texans today. Now, he has been dealing with a high ankle sprain, and this is something where I always am a little bit leery of using a player that first week back from a high ankle sprain. It's just a tough injury. It's the frequency of re-injury is common. And so, you know, I'm going to talk a lot today. I'd be a little bit concerned about using Joe Mixon if you've got some decent alternative options to use. So that's kind of the way we're going to play it. If you're listening to me and trying to figure out if you have a decent option, again, you can always give me a call at 312-332-3776. That's the number to jump on the Fantasy Football Show. Take some calls after I run through the injuries. But, you know, Joe Mixon returning, so that's the good news. But do you want to use him today? That really depends on some of your running back options.
Brissett under center. Stevens in the back. He takes the handoff. He runs it to the right side. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
All right, so Ramondre Stevenson, I know last week I mentioned that with all the fumbling issues he had been somewhat demoted, at least according to Jared Mayo, and then he went out and actually had another productive game. Sometimes you just need to light that fire under a player's little behind so that they can get out there and have that extra motivation. So Stevenson was back running hard last week in the Patriots' loss to the Dolphins, but he's out this week, and so Antonio Gibson, who I did mention as a possible desperation flex play last week, is back in that same spot that I said last week. He is a desperation flex play, and now with Ramondre Stevenson officially out, I can go ahead and tell you that Antonio Gibson is likely to see the most carries in that Patriots backfield.
And a quick handoff to Rashad White. Wiggles to his right. He's in. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Buccaneers have scored 3 touchdowns off Jaguar turnovers and lead 26-0.
All right, so Rashad White has not been ruled out, but he's officially listed as doubtful. So I don't want any part of that if you're a Rashad White owner. But I do want all the Bucky Irving shares, because Bucky Irving has been very productive in a timeshare with Rashad White this season. Been an explosive back in Tampa's backfield, and now he will not have to contend with Rashad White. So, again, you in this day and age, too, you always have to, you know, preface the fact that there's no real workhorse running backs anymore. There's pretty much a time share some element of that in every backfield across the league, but without Rashad White there to eat up some of those valuable passing downs as well, I wouldn't be surprised if we see Bucky Irving more involved in that. He's already kind of stolen away the goal line, the very valuable goal line carries. So Bucky Irving, he's been that player who has been, you know, you've probably been, you know, the last couple weeks using him in the flex spot. Now if you need him in the RB, the old RB2, I think you can feel more comfortable with Rashad White, again listed as doubtful, unlikely to play. Sean Tucker will be the man who, you know, spells Irving in when he needs the breather, but it looks like Bucky Irving set to have a pretty big day in New Orleans today.
Hand off. Taysom Hill gets it left side, and he just stands up. Didn't even get close to being tackled, and Taysom Hill takes it in for his second touchdown. Taysom!
All right, so Taysom Hill, yet again, going to be out this week, and maybe the biggest story for the Saints offense is not that they won't have the ultimate Swiss Army knife in the red zone to utilize there. The old Taysom Hill tight end halfback plunge touchdowns that you count on when you use him. But no, they're not going to have Derek Carr, who suffered that oblique injury on late in the Monday Night Football game against the Chiefs. And that means that Spencer Rattler, the rookie, is set to start for New Orleans today. And I think that's probably based on what I saw in the short time with Jake Haener last week when he came in relief of Derek Carr. I think that's a little more interesting for fantasy purposes and all the Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Elvin Kamara owners out there. I think you're probably starting most of those players. Maybe Shaheed you won't count on as much, but with Spencer Rattler, the rookie under center for the Saints, I'll say this. Rattler is talking a good game because he's mentioning how he would like to get Chris Olave the ball. He wants to feed him. So that is the good news for Olave owners out there. I think you can probably start him just based on that comment. You feel a little bit better about Rattler trying to get him the ball. Kamara, you don't have the option to bench him. So Spencer Rattler, we'll see how it is. But Taysom Hill is officially out for the Saints.
Now Michael Pittman Jr. motions slightly to the left. Flacco rolling out, throws upfield into the end zone, and it is a catch and a touchdown! It is Michael Pittman Jr. on a rollout left.
All right, so the Michael Pittman owners out there, I don't know if this is good news or bad news, actually, because you dodge a bullet. There was discussion that Pittman, who finally had a very productive day a couple weeks ago, the last few weeks, without Anthony Richardson under center, who, by the way, is expected to start for the Colts today. Michael Pittman, there was talk that he could potentially hit injured reserve this week, and that was, I think, the story around Wednesday, maybe even moving to Thursday, And then surprisingly, somewhat surprisingly, on Friday, we find out that despite dealing with a back injury, Michael Pittman traveled with the Colts to Tennessee, and he is not going to be placed on injured reserve. In fact, he's going to go out and attempt to play today against the Titans, and they're going to see what he can do and if he can kind of plow through the injury. It's a back injury, so that's always a little bit concerning. And with Richardson back starting for the Colts, Josh Downs also returning for the Colts, I do wonder if, you know, a guy who the conversation was, is he going to be on injured reserve, all of a sudden he's going to play. I'm a little concerned about using him. It's just back and Richardson throwing in the ball. That hasn't gone well this year. So I think for the most part, it's good news that he's not on injured reserve. However, Michael Pittman, I'm going to see if I can avoid using him this week. It's just, it feels like you're asking for a little bit of trouble if you need to start him.
Gives it to him again, right in the middle. His second touchdown of the half. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! D-Rob does it again!
Wanda, running inside tight zone. It doesn't get much better than that.
All right, so in the game of the day, probably the game of the day outside of the Bears and Jags in London, the Washington Commanders will have the DMV showdown in Baltimore as they take on the Ravens. And Brian Robinson, who was initially listed as doubtful, has already been officially moved to out. So Brian Robinson not available for Washington today. That means we'll see a little bit more of Austin Eckler, I would envision, in that high-powered Washington Commanders offense. So that is actually somewhat intriguing. And it is, you know, I'd say your 8-10 teamers, there might even be a chance that Austin Eckler could be available out there on the wire. So with Brian Robinson officially out for the Commanders today, Austin Eckler, a little bit of an intriguing and possible flex play. I would say he's probably not out there in PPR formats, but maybe, who knows, it's your league. But in your more shallow formats, there is a chance that Eckler could have been cut. So I'd say if he's out there, he could be a flex option for you today.
Takes the snap. Rush is coming. Looking down right side. Throwing. It's there. A.J. Brown's got it. 35-yard line, 30. Coming across the near side of the field to the 20. Turns on the Jets at the 10. And he's in for the touchdown. 67 yards. Jalen Hurts to A.J. Brown.
Okay, so fresh off the bye, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, no longer on the injury, not even on the injury report for the Philadelphia Eagles. So they are going to return today as the Eagles host the Cleveland Browns at Lincoln Financial Field. And I should also mention for the Browns, not today, but there is reports that Nick Chubb is likely to return next week, week 7, for the Browns. So if you've been holding out with your Nick Chubb stock, you can finally cash it in next week for the Browns. They will obviously be glad to get him back because that offense has been absolutely putrid. We know all the Deshaun Watson issues that have plagued that offense, but they could certainly use their fair share of Nick Chubb, and it looks like they're going to get him back next week while the Eagles get their two primary pass catchers back this week, fresh off the bye. I do say bye. I do always like to mention the byes this week. Remember the Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles Rams, Minnesota Vikings, and then the Miami Dolphins all on bye this week. So all those skill players, and I always use the caveat, the kickers, don't forget the kickers, your Harrison Butkers out there. They are not available today because their teams are on bye.
Pocket holds, Andy fires downfield, 1-6, touchdown, end zone, center cut, Deontay Johnson.
All right, so Deontay Johnson listed as questionable, but is expected to play today for the Carolina Panthers in PPR formats. I know it didn't go great for him last week against the Bears. However, I do still like Deontay Johnson as a PPR play at home today against the Atlanta Falcons. Decent matchup against that Falcons D. So Deontay Johnson listed as questionable, though expected to play for the Panthers. So you can go ahead and use the Panthers wide receiver in your lineup today.
First and goal at the 5. Jones back, looks, fires it into the end zone. Touchdown, Neighbors, on the skinny post. And the Giants now lead it by 2 touchdowns with the extra point pending.
All right, so Malik Neighbors, of course, he's out. Still dealing with it in the concussion protocol, so go ahead and remove him from your lineup. Wandale Robinson, Darius Slayton are the two Giants receivers who get the biggest bump. I still don't really love using either player. I know Wandale in PPR formats is somebody who has been somewhat intriguing to players out there, but I just don't trust the Giants passing game without Malik Neighbors in the lineup, so I'm basically steering clear of all of them.
Handoff, Singletary darts off the right side toward the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown. Devin Singletary powers it in off the right side.
All right, so Devin Singletary was listed as doubtful on Friday, has been officially ruled out according to Adam Schefter. So no Devin Singletary tonight in the Sunday night game. Giants hosting the Bengals, and that is good news for Tyrone Tracy and all the folks out there who were able to grab him last week. I believe we mentioned him on the show. He was somewhat explosive. Now, it was a little bit concerning that he didn't get first crack at it when Eric Gray was somewhat of the featured back early in the game for the Giants, but a fumble at the goal line, and whether or not it truly was a fumble, didn't matter because it was ruled one. It was returned 100 yards by the Seahawks defense, and Eric Gray, who should have had a short touchdown run, was all of a sudden not the plan of attack for the Giants, and Tyrone Tracy took the opportunity and ran with it, and he's got another good matchup against the Bengals today. So Tyrone Tracy, I think you can probably go ahead and feel good about using him today for the Giants. On the other side of the ball for the Bengals, Chase Brown, he's been dealing with that quad injury, but he's expected to play tonight. And listen, I've been a big Chase Brown fan, the former Illini running back, for some time. He's explosive. I think he's the better back for the Bengals than Zach Moss, but Zach Moss does the dirty work in the passing game, so they utilize him still. Zach Moss still out-snapped Chase Brown last week, but Chase Brown finally out-touched him. He's more productive. He's the running back you want in the Bengals backfield.
Hand off to Cook off the left side. He beats the first man and the second. Drops the right shoulder. He's in! Right near the corner of the pylon. Touchdown, Buffalo!
All right, so good news there that James Cook, who's been dealing with a toe injury, was listed as questionable, according to Adam Schefter, is expected to play tomorrow night on Monday Night Football as the Buffalo Bills get a crack at the new head coach on the sidelines for the New York Jets after the Robert Saleh firing. Jeff Ulbrich will be taking over the former, the DC for the Jets. He will take the reins for New York. We'll see if that can help the offense at all. Obviously, Breece Hall, Braylon Allen, the running game for the Jets has not been great, even though Garrett Wilson was peppered quite a bit in London last week. You like that production, but everything else around the Jets has not been working. So they'll have a new head coach tomorrow night on Monday Night Football. We'll see if it does them any better, especially now that Nate Hackett has lost his play calling duties. Todd Downing will take over as the OC for the Jets. So for fantasy purposes, we hope that they can get their game going just a little bit. All right, so there you go. There's all the key news and information that you need to be aware of as we head into the Sunday slate of Week 6. Again, Bears and Jaguars starting at 8:30, which means you'll get the pregame coverage starting at 6 a.m. right after I'm done on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. This is the Fantasy Football Show, 312-332-3776. If you want to jump on in, taking your calls next. The Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. Welcome back. I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show. On a little bit earlier this Sunday morning, as we're getting you set for Bears and Jaguars in London today, our pregame coverage begins as soon as I'm done here at 6 a.m. And, of course, the game will kick off at 8:30 Central Time. As the Bears officially host the Jacksonville Jaguars, we'll have all of your usual pregame coverage that you get. Sylvie will be with Lance Briggs and a special Jason McKee appearance on the pregame show today. You can usually hear J-Mac with me on the post-postgame coverage and on the sidelines, of course. But with the game being in London, J-Mac's going to be on the pregame show with Lance and Sylvie. Deion's going to be in London. I believe she's going to be checking in a couple of times. And then Deion, of course, Deion Miller, who you usually hear on the pregame with Sylvie and Lance. And then, of course, Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer will be on the call of the game. Game kicks off at 8:30, but as I mentioned earlier, pretty cool to have the commissioner, Roger Goodell, scheduled to join Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer live on the field at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium at 7:30 today. So he's scheduled to join the guys at 7:30, let's call it 7:35-ish. Scheduled to join Jeff Thayer and Tom Thayer. I'm sorry, Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer. Pardon me. A little early for me as I'm getting all the cobwebs worked out in my head here. But this is the Fantasy Football Show. You can jump on in at 312-332-3776. Take your calls now until 6 a.m. before the Bears coverage kicks off at 6 a.m. All right, let's get on out to Mike, who is in Mount Prospect. Mike, good morning. Thanks for waking up early, my man.
Hey, Jeff, how are you, my brother? How are you?
Doing well, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I've finally got A.J. Brown back and Evan Engram, although I'm thinking about starting Dalton Schultz over Engram because, you know, Collins is out over in Houston, so I kind of like him a little bit more. I want to wait and see on Evan. But my question is a very tough one. I'm in first place tied with the guy I'm playing. We're both 4-1, and I got four really viable starts. I need two of them, full PPR. Mm-hmm. I've got DeAndre Swift, who's averaged me 25 points the last 2 weeks when I picked him off the waiver, and in London, of course. I got Tony Pollard at home versus Indianapolis, I should say. James Conner at Green Bay, and the fourth one is Terry McLaurin, who's done well for me as well. He's playing at Baltimore. I need two of the four, and it's tough. I don't know which
one's so Mike. All right, Mike, so I think DeAndre Swift, what we've seen, especially in the, you know, the PPR format, even though he hasn't had a ton of catches, you do see what he's capable of in that screen game. So wouldn't be surprised, you know, if we start seeing him utilized even a little bit more. So in PPR formats, I think we kind of ride the hot hand there with DeAndre Swift pretty clearly. And then this is tough with tough matchup for the Commanders. You do wonder if Jaden Daniels is going to be able to be as productive as he's been as of late. Wouldn't be a little bit surprised if we finally see him run into a little stiffer defense to have a little more issues. Do you go with James Conner or McLaurin here? You know, I think I'd probably personally go with the running back, Mike, and use James Conner there and just kind of see how Jaden Daniels can handle that handle that Baltimore Ravens defense before you go ahead and use McLaurin. Just let's make sure Jaden Daniels is as dynamic against better defenses as he has been to start the season, obviously. So I think you're in a good spot with James Conner there too. And I should mention, you know, weather will play a factor in some of these games today. Believe it or not, Green Bay could have some pretty windy weather up at Lambeau Field today, so that obviously would also play into the James Conner play there, Mike. So I think I'd go ahead and use Swift and Conner of those four options. Let's head on out to Merrillville and say good morning to Scott, who's with us here on ESPN 1000. Hey, Scotty, what's going on?
Hey, my man. First off, I appreciate you guys doing the show so early. I mean, you guys could have taken the week off, but and I know it's your job, but I do appreciate as a fan that you guys are still on. My question, it's a full PPR, and I got Tank Bigsby in and Wandale Robinson. And I was wondering if you would swap either one of those guys out for Spears, who I heard Colts aren't so great defensively, Tajay Spears for Tennessee, mm-hmm. or Braylon Allen. And the reason why I'm asking this is because on this team, I'm already playing Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Etienne. I just have to. So that's why I was asking about the Tank. But do you think Tank and Wandale are good there, or would you swap up maybe one of them out for either Spears or Braylon Allen from the Jets?
Yeah, no, it's a fair question, Scott. I will say, like, of all the options there, if anything, I don't feel great about Travis Etienne. I feel better about Tank Bigsby. I get it, though. The Bears are a pretty good defense. The one thing you have going in your favor, and I know they'll talk about this a lot on the pregame show, is, of course, without Jaquan Brisker, Tyreek Stevenson also listed as doubtful. You know, the Bears secondary should be a little bit more gettable for the Jags today, so there may be some more points on the board. Ultimately it just comes down to, like, I don't think Spears or Braylon Allen are good enough to feel great about using them at this point, because, you know, we've seen Pollard is the primary back for Tennessee. So even though Spears has some explosiveness, you know, it doesn't seem like they're going out of their way to get him the ball, even though the Colts defense, it's appealing. And Braylon Allen, same thing, right? Like, the Jets offensive line has been in tatters. They've been dealing with injuries, so they haven't been able to run the ball effectively. Maybe not having Nate Hackett call plays will be better for them, Scott. But the truth is, I just can't really advise using Spears or Allen over Bigsby, because I just think Bigsby's going to see a much larger volume of touches. So that's ultimately the play I'm going with there. So I get the trepidation about using three Jags, Scott, but the options you have there, I can't feel good about suggesting them. So I think you got to hope for a lot of points from the Jags and what will hopefully be a Bears victory. Let's go on out to CJ, who's in Shanahan. Siege, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Jeff. I got my hands full here at these quarterbacks here, so I got to start one of them out of the three. I got Jordan Love, Caleb Williams, or Baker Mayfield.
All right, so all good options, but obviously none of them, you know, stand out head and shoulders above the rest here. And I will say, normally I would tell you go with Jordan Love. Thinking it through, the question is for me, is Jordan Love versus Caleb today? Caleb gets a crack at a 32nd ranked passing defense in the Jags when it comes to quarterback points allowed for fantasy purposes. So Caleb's got a very sweet and enticing matchup against the Jags. Jordan Love also has a good matchup against the Cardinals. The question is, so I think I would start CJ Jordan Love. I will say, keep an eye on the pregame coverage of that Lambeau game and make sure. I saw reports on Friday that there was going to potentially be some winds and gusts of up to 40 miles per hour. Now, that was Friday. That can always change. So I think you're going to have to check this out. So basically I'm saying, CJ, go with Love. And if you look at the weather and it just looks like it's howling like crazy in the pregame coverage and you don't want any part of it, you can pivot to Britt Baker Mayfield. But Jordan Love against the Cardinals, I think that's the play there, Siege.
All right, thanks, Seth. Have a good Sunday.
You too. Thanks a lot for making the call. That leaves the line open for you at 312-332-3776. Again, the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. I'm Jeff Meller. Again, taking your calls up until we get the pregame coverage of Bears-Jags rolling at 6 o'clock today. Remember, early start time. Obviously, if you're listening to me, you know it's an early start time for us here on the station, but we're happy to do it with the Bears in London. Game starts, kickoff at 8:30, pregame show with Sylvie, Lance Briggs, and Jason McKee at 6. Let's try Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-o, what's up, bud?
Good morning, boy. Jeff, you're really cutting into my beauty sleep.
You and me both, Dave.
I've got one question, three leagues. I've got Ingram in every league. In the three leagues, but I also have Otten, Schultz, and Njoku. Would you start them over all three of those guys?
Are they all PPR, Dave?
All PPR, yes. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, so I think that you know, I know there's been a little bit, I want to say Mike was one of the previous callers, had concern about using Engram coming back from that hamstring injury, but I think I am a little bit encouraged by the fact that he was almost to go last week and they decided to play it safe and they gave him that extra week. So the hope is that Evan Engram gets back out there and is productive. And in PPR formats especially, that is where Evan Engram is so much more valuable. We saw it last year, over 100 catches. So you would think that it wouldn't be surprising at all to see Trevor Lawrence get him five or six catches this week, just the way he used them last year. wouldn't be surprised to see him be the leading pass catcher. Not necessarily for yards, but I could see him leading the team in receptions. So, I think I would use Evan Engram over all those guys, especially in the PPR format, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Good luck today, buddy.
Thank you, man. Good luck to you as well. All right, that leaves the line open for you, 312-332-3776. Again, I am Jeff Meller on early this week, usually from 7 to 8 a.m. on every Sunday morning. But because we've got an early Bears kickoff in London today, we're getting things started early and happy to do it. The Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. Coming back, one more segment to go before we wrap things up. So if you want to jump on in, if you're up early listening to me, again, 312-332-3776. You can also hit me up on X at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. I'll answer questions there as well. All right, so we'll round it out with your calls. And then, of course, Justin Pottinger will give us his daily fantasy play of the week. We'll do all that next on the Fantasy Football Show.
First and goal, 4 yard line. Mason alone back, Purdy going to give him a handoff off the left side. Touchdown! San Francisco!
All right, so Jordan Mason on Thursday, just when you were starting to feel comfortable about using him in Christian McCaffrey's stead, Jordan Mason suffers the shoulder injury, the AC joints, so he will go into next week, probably listed as questionable most of the week, so we shall see what his status is going to be as you enter into week 7 next week, but you saw Isaac Grendo rip off that long run at the end of the game to give you some potential promise. I will caution people out there, though. Grendo, I would think, will see the majority of carries if Mason is not able to go next week. But Patrick Taylor did see some pretty good usage for the 49ers in the fourth quarter there. So not sure that's going to be a clear one-for-one replacement the way Mason was for McCaffrey. I wouldn't be surprised if both Grendo and Taylor see some touches in that backfield if Jordan Mason is indeed out, and then we're still obviously waiting on the return from Christian McCaffrey. Still probably going to be a couple of weeks, so we'll obviously keep you apprised of the info. Regarding C-Mac, though, all season long here on the Fantasy Football Show, presented, of course, by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. As I mentioned, usually on at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings, this is the Fantasy Football Show. On early today, though, because the Bears are in London, and as your home of the Chicago Bears, we've got your pregame coverage at 6 a.m. today after I'm done. In about 10 minutes from now, Mark Silverman, Sylvie, will be taking over. He'll be handling the pregame festivities along with Lance Briggs, and Jason McKee will be joining the guys. J-Mac usually on the sidelines, but he'll be joining them on the pregame show today. Dion Miller is in London, I believe. She's going to check in with the guys. And, of course, as I mentioned, pretty cool during the pregame, the commissioner, Roger Goodell, scheduled to join Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer on the field today from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium at 7:30, right during the fantasy football time slot. So, Raj, no pressure, but the you'll have a pretty big audience listening to you back here on ESPN 1000. All right, as we do, though, at this portion of the show, not at this time, but again, since we're on early, Justin Pottinger, the producer of the show, usually jumps on and gives me his daily pick for Daily Fantasy. Potsy, what do we got today, my man?
All right, guys. Yeah, so last week, let's just say it, I whiffed. I whiffed on Dontavian Wicks last week, but I'm here this week to come back even stronger with an even better play, and that's going to be Tank Dell on the Houston Texans. We spoke earlier today, Nico Collins, he's on the IR with a hamstring injury. Well, guess what? The last time Nico was absent, Tank Dell, he had 6 catches for 56 yards and a touchdown on 14 targets. Let me just say that again, 14 targets that game. Tank Dell should see the floor all over today against the Patriots defense. His receiving props, 4.5 receptions, 53.5 yards. I love those standalone stats. And if you're looking at FanDuel lineups, he's only $6,700 for a price for a wide receiver that could have wide receiver one potential this week. Just a couple guys I would start Tank Dell over. Chris Olave, Amari Cooper, George Pickens and Terry McLaurin. I'd start Tank Dell over all four of those players. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be exactly what Nico Collins has been this year, but if he can be just half that, Jeff, he's going to be awesome in your lineups this week. So Tank Dell's my player for you.
All right, there you go. Justin Pottinger's daily fantasy pick, and I see it. Tank Dell, obviously one of C.J. Stroud's best friends. That's been well documented, and we saw Tank Dell before he suffered the injury last year. He was, you know, he was running neck and neck with Nico Collins last season while he was healthy. So Tank Dell still returning from injury himself this year. So, but yeah, I'm with you, Justin. Wouldn't be surprised at all to see him be a more featured option mm-hmm. in the Texans lineup. So Justin Pottinger's daily fantasy pick for you. Tank Dell from the Houston Texans in Nico Collins' absence. All right, 312-332-3776. Let's go on out to Steve, who is in McHenry. Steve-O, what's up, bud?
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Is it too early to put Tullibord in my coffee?
No, I think it's actually never too early, Steve. It's the perfect time. Especially with the coffee you throw in that whiskey. It's a good way to start a Sunday, my man.
Yep. We got Darnell Mooney or Terry McLaurin, PPR.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's hard to deny how much Kirk Cousins has really liked throwing the ball to Darnell Mooney. I obviously like Terry McLaurin's talent very much. But, and I think, man, Steve, this is hard for me. I am going to say I think I would lean towards starting Mooney. Even though better judgment says, man, Terry McLaurin, you got to start your studs. I still put Terry McLaurin in that stud kind of, you know, that stud category. But the way Kirk Cousins has really utilized Darnell Mooney, I at this point, is Mooney starting to make his way into a top 20 wide receiver option? I think he definitely, it's a possibility here. So I think I'd use Mooney against the Panthers today. We saw what the Bears did against that Panthers secondary. It's brutal. So I think you go with the good matchup over the bad matchup. Mooney against the Panthers over McLaurin against the Ravens.
All right. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Steve. Thank you for waking up early with us. Let's try Diane, who's in Bridgeport, with a quarterback conundrum.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, Diane. How are you doing?
Just like you're good. Just like your producer, you know, mentioned Tank Dell, I have a choice between Jared Goff and C.J. Stroud. And I thought with C.J. Stroud being out, I would go with Goff on Monday night.
Yeah, so with Nico, you're a little
Nico
concerned
Powers
about C.J. Stroud.
Out,
yeah, no, I get it. And I will say that the Lions, I haven't really hit on that game because there weren't a ton of injuries, Diana. But I will say that Jared Goff in a dome, I mean, well, you know, Dallas, they're playing at AT&T Stadium. But I think Jared Goff inside is always a good bet. You like what that offense is capable of. So I like where your head's at with a good option over C.J. Stroud. Maybe see how Stroud handles the absence of Nico Collins for 1 week. I like that. Goff is usually a pretty safe bet for some production. So I think that's a pretty safe play. I'm cool with that going with the floor of Jared Goff in Dallas, especially without Micah Parsons for that Cowboys defense. I'm totally cool using Goff over Stroud today. Let's try John, who is in Crown Point. Hey, John, you're on the Fantasy Football Show.
Hey, buddy, what's happening? I got a couple of questions, both tight end, both PPR. The first one is Freiermuth, Andrews, or Njoku? And then the other question is Komet or Njoku, down big. I faced the Purdy, Debo Samuel stack on Thursday.
All right. So it's interesting, John, because at this point, I think even though he finally had a decent week, it's hard to trust Mark Andrews in any scenario, especially in the PPR format. But like the other options aren't great either, right? Njoku is finally going to be back for the Browns, but Watson, you know, that's just been a disaster. So I don't think in good conscience I can advise using Njoku until I actually see him be productive with Watson these days. That Browns offense is just a mess. So I definitely would use Komet over Njoku. I think, you know, he's more likely to score a couple of short touchdowns for you and help you in that matchup, try and make that comeback. And then in the other game, I guess I would use Mark Andrews and hope, even though it's been a tough year, hope that maybe last week was a sign of better days ahead for him. But that's really about the best I feel about that when it comes to what you're dealing with here. They're not great options, John, but at this stage, I just can't, in good conscience, recommend using Njoku. All right, from John to John, let's close things out with John, who is in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. John, final caller, if you could make it a little bit quicker here. What's going on?
Yep, I got a full-point PPR question. Jake Ferguson or Jameson Williams?
Yeah, so this is really kind of a risk tolerance for you here, John. Do you want to go for the – I think I personally am going big game hunting with Jameson Williams over Jake Ferguson there. You just know what he's – you've seen what he's capable of with some long touchdowns so far this season. So I would use Jameson Williams over Jake Ferguson personally. I just think that's the safer play if you want – in terms of somebody who can help be a weak winner for you. Ferguson would actually be a little bit of a safer play with the floor. All right, that's going to do it for me, folks. Thanks for waking up early. I do appreciate it. Thanks to Justin Pottinger and Charlie Bevins back in the studio. Don't go anywhere. Bears pregame coverage starts up next with Sylvie, Lance Briggs, and J-Mac as the Bears get set to take on London. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, up at 7:30 on the pregame show. Thanks for listening.